This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 3rd, here at Gillette Stadium, Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino with you for another Roster Report podcast that doesn't really involve a whole lot of roster maneuvering.
No, but there's a lot of speculation about roster maneuvering.
There is. The Patriots have made no official transactions this week. Obviously, Jason Taylor's still very much on the radar screen. Julius Peppers still out there, still involved. A little bit, I think, less, maybe more in the back burner than Taylor. Robert Kraft, again, this week, talked a little bit about Taylor, again, putting the ball in Jason's court, saying if he wants to be a Patriot, that decision is up to Jason Taylor at this time. But, again, officially no transactions this week for the Patriots roster, but a few things to talk about, Eric. Most notably today in the Boston Herald, Karen Garigian had a report where she talked a little bit with Rodney Harrison.
Yes, and we heard shortly after the season ended, the 2008 season ended, Rodney was, I believe, on NFL Network, and he said that he would have a decision that he was going to have an announcement he was going to make to the local media within a month or two. This was back in like early January, mid-January. Now Harrison is saying that he's putting off that decision that he's going to announce until June 1st at the very latest. So at the very latest, June 1st, another couple of months away, we should know whither Rodney Harrison. There's also been some rumblings that the Atlanta Falcons might be interested in his services, but Rodney has said, I haven't made any official visits. I haven't done anything. I know that there's interest out there, but really, there's been no decision.
So not ready quite yet to close the door on the Rodney Harrison era here in New England.
Not yet.
Probably on either side, but Rodney certainly came right out and said it. He has yet to make that final decision and says he will do so by June 1st.
And so here's a
back.
A direct quote from him. I seriously don't know what I'm going to do at this point. I'll decide once I weigh all my options from a TV standpoint as well as a health standpoint. All I'm doing right now is rehabbing, golfing, having a good time with my family. I'm not pressed either way. We'll see what happens. So that's Rodney talking to our friend Karen Garigian from the Herald, as you mentioned.
Great job by Karen. And also we should mention the Atlanta interest. Rodney makes his off-season home in the Atlanta area. So that's where I think that that interest might have stemmed from. So and the Falcons also have an opening for him. You know, they try to get a little bit younger. They let go of our, it'd be funny, be replacing Lawyer Malloy again.
Another former
because
Patriot.
They let go of Lawyer Malloy.
But makes sense with your friend Thomas Dimitrov, who used to be here. Knows
There's
Rodney Harrison
well
enough.
There as well, So we'll keep our ears open and try to figure out if we can find out. I'm going to make a run at Rodney at some point when we get done with this draft stuff and see if we can maybe get some sort of exclusive here for PFW in progress.
What's up, Paul Perillo?
Or for Patriots.com or PFW in some way. Moving on, we did have the official dates announced for the preseason schedule. So I know Eric's got the release in front of him.
Got it right here.
Pretty much what we had hoped and what we thought. No real surprises.
No, I'm excited, though, because the first game is on the road at Philadelphia, a city and a stadium, which I've never visited, so I'm looking forward to that.
A nice city and a nice stadium.
Good places to eat, I'm told.
Well, yeah, you can find good places to eat everywhere. You know how that works.
Yeah, well, we're good at that.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about the Phantom Gourmet last week. Did a little Federal Hill North End thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they didn't compare, but they had talked about the Grade 8. They did the Grade 8 of Federal Hill. And they didn't necessarily say that was better.
No, but they just cited,
said, you know, a lot of people talk about the North End, but you can also get great Italian in Federal Hill.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to talk about that more.
Caserta's was one of the places they talked about. It was like number five or six of their Grade 8. Anyway.
Okay. We digress.
Yeah, we do. Well, that's what we have to do when we have no transactions to speak of.
But so Philly, we start things off 7 p.m. on Thursday night, August 13th. Road trip to Philadelphia for the first preseason game. A week later, Thursday the 20th of August, we're home hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. 7:30 kickoff here at the Razor. And both of those games will be on the Patriots preseason TV network.
Which is now, we should point out, WBZ, Channel 4, is the Boston affiliate. So that has changed. In the past, it was Channel 5 in Boston. Now it will be Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. Then we get national TV exposure, Paul, the following Friday. So 8 days later, on Friday the 28th, we go to FedEx Field in Washington. 8 o'clock kickoff on CBS.
National telecast.
Against the Redskins. And then short turnaround. You know, for every long week, there's a short week, Paul.
That's very true.
Thursday.
I never thought of it that way.
Thursday, September 3rd, final preseason game home against the Giants, 7:30 kickoff at Gillette, again on the Patriots preseason TV network, Channel 4 in Boston.
So it's Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Thursday.
Yep.
And the home games, the two home games at Gillette Stadium, both will have a kickoff at 7:30. So. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward, about what you normally get for a preseason schedule. The only time that generally changes, if you get one of those national games, sometimes those can be on the weekends. Fortunately for the Patriots this year, their one national appearance in the preseason is on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news for everybody. I think that people kind of get in that habit of Thursday nights, Friday nights in the preseason.
Right.
There's
really no football games to speak of in August. There's your occasional... there's one or two games maybe on the Saturday night. There's a national broadcast, but almost virtually no Sunday games and hardly any Saturday
games.
We had
a Sunday game. We had the Sunday game last year.
Yeah, the NFL Network game.
That was a bummer. You don't want to. I mean, I think as a fan, you're not, you know, they're not real games, so you're not that into it yet. You don't want to have a Saturday night in the summer when the weather's still beautiful.
Right. You're out late.
You know, you want to make sure you're keeping track of the team and you're trying to chart the depth a little bit and figure out who's going to make the team and some of the special teams guys. But you don't want to do that on a Saturday night in the summer. So it's nice to have them Thursday, Friday night, a little bit better.
And we know that the game following that final preseason game is set in stone. It's Monday, September 14th, 7 p.m., here at Gillette, Patriots hosting Buffalo Bills on the first half of the Monday Night Football doubleheader on kickoff weekend. It's going to be exciting.
And we'll probably be getting the official dates and times for the remainder of the schedule. Obviously, we know the London game on October
26th. 25th. Yep.
But the rest of the dates and times have yet to be announced. We'll stress that again because there was a report on Pro Football Talk
an
erroneous one that said that we somehow leaked the schedule. Despite the fact that we had all the opponents listed with specifically the words not in order at the top of the schedule, no rhyme or reason to how that was posted, and we have not received official word from the NFL as to what the specific times and dates of the regular season games will be. So that should be coming out in the next week or two, so hopefully we'll have a little bit more to talk about on these Roster Report podcast.
Yeah, and maybe by next podcast we will have those official dates and we'll be able to talk about that, and there may be another transaction at that point. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, so Rodney hasn't officially made a decision. He's going to do so, he says, by June 1st. The preseason schedule is out. The official dates.
A favorable
again,
one
for Thursday, for Thursday, Friday, Thursday. That's the easy way to remember it.
Yep.
Starting on
August 13th.
August 13th. So you can plan your late summer vacations accordingly if this preseason stuff is that interesting to you.
You can assume, therefore, too, that since the first game is on August 13th, you can back yourself up 2.5 weeks or so for roughly the start of training camp for the Patriots if you're out of state and plan on making a visit to the New England area to check out training camp.
Generally, if you go from July 25th somewhere after that, generally you're going to be okay in terms of being able to come to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough and check out a Patriots training camp practice. But no more transactions, no transactions of any kind, so I don't think there's really any need to drag this one out. Andy Hart expected to be back next week in his big role as the host of these elaborate productions. But for now, Eric Scalavino and Paul Perillo, until next week, we're out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.